Good morning. While the main area of stormy weather from yesterday continues to lift off into northern New England, we're left with an upper-level disturbance overhead that'll stall out over top of us for the next several days, keeping the weather unsettled, cloudy at best, with passing rain and snow showers from time to time. Early this morning, the snow showers could coat the ground up to another inch in spots, with temperatures close to freezing. Other locations remaining above freezing this morning and seeing just plain rain showers. And everyone will climb through the 30s and into the lower 40s for the most part for afternoon highs, exceptions being the higher terrain that'll stay in the upper 30s, but still above freezing. The upper-level storm will rotate around, and spokes of energy will initiate scattered rain and snow showers tonight, through the day tomorrow, and even into both weekend days. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, and there'll be a northwest breeze developing that will add to the chill, as temperatures bottom out tonight in the upper 20s and only climb into the upper 30s for tomorrow and Saturday. By Sunday and into the day on Monday, the coolest pocket of air will be overhead with highs staying in the middle 30s still, with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers. A bit more sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, and highs, though, still will only reach the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect for northeastern New England. Periods of snow will continue today, mainly in the northern mountains of Maine and New Hampshire. The snow will mix with rain over interior Maine, where pockets of freezing rain will continue. There may be a light coating of ice in this region. And an avalanche warning is in effect for the Olympics, Washington Cascades, Mount Hood area through tonight. A mild and moisture-laden frontal system arriving during the day will begin with steady snow and transition to denser snow and even rain for many lower to mid-elevation sites. This will stress the upper portion of the snowpack and strongly raise the likelihood of natural and human-triggered avalanches. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Murcia, San Javier in Spain at 2:23 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, light snow and fog. The temperature is 19 degrees with a southeast wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 43 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with light rain and fog, 35 degrees with a dew point 34, 96% relative humidity. The wind is calm and the barometer at 29.59 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Marathon, Florida and Harlingen in Texas to a low of 13 below zero at Jefferson City, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers near 50, Boston cloudy with scattered showers near 50, and in Buffalo, light snow and fog with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 38, that's 9 degrees above normal. 3.6 inches of snow fell in Albany yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 11.1 inches, which is 9-tenths of an inch below normal. And for the season, 30.7 inches of snow, which is 15.4 inches of snow below normal. There were 27 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 1,036, and for the season, 4,512. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 20. The record high, 63, set in 1903, and the record low, 10 below zero, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening at 5:44 p.m., 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and snow showers today. Also, areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the mid to upper 30s. More rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the mid to upper 40s. More rain showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. More rain and snow showers tonight, fog and drizzle with lows in the middle 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and snow showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the lower 40s. More rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and snow showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the lower 40s. More rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with more snow showers. It becomes breezy as well with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered snow showers for Saturday and Sunday in the middle 30s. More clouds than sun on Monday, scattered snow showers with highs in the mid-30s, and a mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs both days in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.